Today's podcast is brought to you by the Herzog Foundation. In 2013, our guest today wrote her doctoral dissertation on vaccine choice. She chose this topic because she had a vaccine injury herself and had witnessed many vaccine-injured children in her work. Now she's written books for kids to help them understand this complex issue. Her story is coming up next. This is the Moms for America podcast. Each week, leaders and everyday champions tell personal stories, share advice, and tackle the issues most important to moms. Hi, moms. I'm Debbie Carolitis, your host, and welcome to the Moms for America podcast. So glad that you're joining us again this week, right? Every episode, we get together to inspire, encourage, and educate moms and their journey through motherhood. Well, we've got another great show coming up. Our guest is Dr. Shannon Croner. She is an award-winning children's book author. She has a doctorate in clinical psychology and has been working with special needs families since 2001. She's also the founder and executive director of For Us, building an interfaith coalition of religious leaders who have united to protect the religious freedom of vaccine choice. Well, welcome, Dr. Croner, to the Moms for America podcast. So glad that you could join us.
Thank you so much for having me on today.
All right, let's talk a little bit about your tribe. Introduce us to your gang over there and your kids and all that fun stuff. We'd love to know about our mamas.
So I'm in California. And
oh boy.
I want to start with that so you guys have sympathy for me.
Yes.
So I'm born, raised, live in California my whole life. I've got two boys, and one's a teen, the other's 11, and homeschool. I'm a homeschool mom, married, and have been, you know, fighting. I've been an activist and fighting for our freedom in California for quite some time, specifically with, you know, vaccine choice. California has the strictest vaccine laws in the nation when it comes to vaccines and education.
Yeah.
And that's kind of like, you know, my
that's your beginnings, right?
Yeah.
Is activism for educating about vaccines and giving moms and dads their parental rights back. Let's talk a little bit about 20 years ago, because I always love to hear the foundation of someone's passion.
Yeah.
Because that's what gives it such credibility. What did you observe when you started working when it came to vaccines in your practice and in the medical field?
Well, so I started out working with kids with disabilities. Most of those kids had autism. And this was back in like 2001. I was working as a floor time therapist and a behavior therapist. And one of the roles I had was to do the intake. And so every time I would meet with a new family, and, you know, ask about what was their pregnancy like, the labor, delivery, was the child meeting milestones, all these different things, I kept hearing the exact same story over and over again. Didn't matter who the family was, what their ethnicity was, you know, any of that. It was the same story. The pregnancy was normal, labor, everything was normal, child was meeting milestones. And then after a series of vaccines, they had a horrible reaction and just kind of, you know, would lose speech, lose eye contact, started toe walking, would have seizures, brain swelling, all these different things. And I was young then. I was not a mom at that time, but I kept hearing the same story over and over again. And I was like,
so are these parents connecting this for you? Are they attributing this, or
oh,
are they questioning?
It was all the time. These parents would say to me, my child was healthy, and then the child got some vaccines, you know, had a well visit and was not the same child anymore. And they would show me, I would see so many, you know, pictures of like first birthday versus second birthday, or videos of, you know, first birthday, or, oh, you know, having the affect of opening presents and then not even realizing it's their birthday come, you know, 3 years old, 4 years old.
Wow.
And I kept seeing
incredible.
This over and over again. And it really kind of fueled my desire to like question what's going on and really dig into it. And so
Yeah.
that's really how I kind of got
You
more
started, yeah.
into I went on to get a master's in special education because I was seeing all of this around me going on with these children. And then I went on and got a doctorate in psychology so that I could really like work with these children and these families
Yeah.
to to help them in some way.
Yeah. Well, when you see something time after time, and you start to put the dots, connect the dots, and we've got a lot to talk about with Secretary Kennedy and all of his thoughts. And but you then, not only were you hearing these stories from parents in the industry, the medical industry that you were working with, you became pregnant, and you had a situation happen to you as well. Tell us about that.
Oh, so that's a really, it's a crazy story. But it's a
But it's
really, so
related.
it's related and it's an
Yeah.
amazing one. This was in 2009, and I had already known enough about vaccines, but I really kind of thought it was more of the vaccine schedule and not just individual vaccines that could cause harm. I thought that it
Okay.
was just too many vaccines at one time for each, small little kid. And
Yeah.
so,
By the way, that's how I always felt. I always timed my, I pushed all the vaccines so far down, they even were able to skip some. Because too much at one time, clearly.
Well, that's really kind of what I thought. And I didn't realize that just one single vaccine could cause injury.
Right.
And this was in 2009 when we had the swine flu going on. And it was never as crazy as COVID, but it was all over the news. And I was pregnant with my first son. And about, 12 weeks pregnant, I am really pressured to get the flu shot and the swine flu shot. And I had enough knowledge to say no to the swine flu shot because I felt that it was just too new and I
Too new,
didn't
right?
know enough information. When it came to the flu shot, the doctor said, the one we have is preservative free, which means that it's, really safe and there's no toxins in it. And I thought, well, and he really kind of gave me this like ultimatum of like if you get the flu your child could die, so you and the swine flu is going on, so you need a little bit of protection, so you really should get the flu.
Very scaring, very
Yeah,
scaring,
definitely.
yeah.
And that's what doctors do all the time now, is
Exactly.
they use these
Exactly.
scare tactics.
We've all of us have survived the flu. So then you're, but then you're intimidated because it's a new strand. And of course,
And I'm pregnant and I was
you're
like,
pregnant and you want to trust your doctor.
And
Go ahead.
so I ended up getting the preservative free flu shot,
Okay.
and within and just within a few days, I like woke up in the middle of the night profusely leaking amniotic fluid,
Oh
and
my
went
goodness.
to the ER where that was a absolute horrible experience. And actually, at the ER, they told me that I had lost the baby.
Oh
The
no.
very next day, I went to my OB, who said to me, we have good news and bad news. The good news is that there's still a strong heartbeat, but the bad news is you've lost 95% of your amniotic fluid. And my OB said, like, really, the chance of survival is very, very slim to none, and that I should, consider ending the pregnancy. And I just could not do that. If there was a heartbeat, I was not the one who was able to, I could not stop a heartbeat. And
Yeah.
so I went to another, to get another opinion. They said the exact same thing. You've lost 95% of your amniotic fluid. There's no chance of survival. You need to end the pregnancy. And again, I just couldn't do it. I went for another opinion and another opinion. And they continuously, this same thing over and over again, was that
Wow.
there's no chance. I was told every horror story possible that
Oh,
if
I'm
I
sure.
continued on with the pregnancy, that one, it was going to be dangerous to my life, but that the child, if the child did somehow survive, he wouldn't be able to play sports or walk or dress himself or feed himself. I heard all these different things. And
No, I'm sure.
I just, in my mind at that time, I figured like, well, I've been working with kids with special needs for some time, so maybe this is the life that, God kind of gave me. And so I'm just going to push through and whatever is God's will. And if this child is meant to survive, then that's God's will.
Put it
And
in
if
the
the
Lord's
child is
hands.
not meant to survive, then that's also God's will. So I did my own research, which I really implore every single person always to do their own research.
Yeah, be your own advocate.
Exactly. And so I did my own research and I found some studies out of India of women who had low amniotic fluid and was able to replenish the amniotic fluid by being hydrated. And so I thought, well, that seems really simple. So I actually put myself on bed rest and I drank a lot of water, not an unhealthy amount, but like that's all I was just drinking was like water and hanging out on my couch. And by week 20 of my pregnancy, all the amniotic fluid had returned. My body was able to, regenerate it, and I was
What
able
a
to carry
miracle.
full term. And today my son, he's 15 years old. He's amazing. He's incredibly smart and
What a
funny.
story.
And yeah,
What a
it
miracle.
was a real miracle story. And really, I attribute all that I had gone through to, that flu shot that I was having a normal pregnancy. Nothing was wrong. And then I
Right.
get this flu shot and bam, bam, everything like changes,
Yeah.
So.
Well, so when something like this happens to you and you can see the direct effect and you hear the stories of parents, but congratulations to you, Mama. That's what we do. We will fight for that little one
Oh,
inside of
exactly.
us. And when you knew there was a heartbeat, you said, I'm going to carry this baby and I'm going to fight for this baby. So look at
Absolutely.
that miracle. What a great story. All right, moms, right after this break, we're going to talk with Dr. Croner about the books she's written to equip children to make their own decisions about issues like masks, lockdowns, social distancing, and vaccines. Stay with us. Hi, moms. I'm excited to share some news about our new sponsor, the Herzog Foundation. We know you're passionate about raising patriots and empowering your children with the best education possible. And the Herzog Foundation shares that passion. They're dedicated to promoting liberty through education freedom and helping parents like you choose the best educational path. They offer a powerhouse of resources designed to support families and schools alike. Whether you're ready to dive in headfirst to the world of education or simply looking for more ways to empower your child's learning. From free training events, to their must-read online publication, The Lion, they're committed to keeping you informed about what's happening in education. Also, if you've ever thought, moms, about starting your own Christian school or co-op, their School Box online course will give you everything you need to get started on the right foot. Again, we are so proud to partner with the Herzog Foundation, and we encourage you to explore all their amazing tools and the insights that they offer. So go ahead, visit herzogfoundation.com to learn more. You won't want to miss these incredible resources. Again, find it all out at herzogfoundation.com.
I've never really felt comfortable sharing pictures of my kids on social media. Then I found Tubu, a premium social app with an actual, authentic community. No bots, no one trolling me or my family, just clean, wholesome content you can trust.
All right, moms, welcome back. Before we continue with our interview, I always want to just remind everyone to please like, subscribe, and share our podcast here with your mama friends. This is how we get our message out. Let them know about the podcast. Let them know about Moms for America. In fact, if you have an idea for this podcast, a topic, or a guest, would you please email me? I'd love to hear from you at podcast@momsforamerica.net. I appreciate those suggestions. And lastly, I do want to invite all of our moms that are listening to join the movement here at Moms for America. I sure hope that you're a part of our family. It's moms like us that are uniting all across the country to fight for faith, family, freedom, and the Constitution. It's a powerful organization, coast to coast. Please check us out at momsforamerica.us. How do you join? It's super simple. Sign up for our newsletter, fill out some of the inquiry forms, check out all of our webinars, seminars, and resources. We have everything that you need, moms. Again, momsforamerica.us. And now back to the podcast. Now you are really personally and professionally concerned about vaccines, vaccine choice. And you did a doctoral dissertation on this in 2013. This continues to grow as a passion of yours. Tell us what happens next.
So in 2013, I did a dissertation on vaccine choice. And then in 2015, California lost all options. And so we had SB 277, which took away our religious exemptions and our personal belief exemptions. And then in 2019, we lost all of our medical exemptions. So even if a
It's
child
incredible.
had, autism or seizure, some kind of seizure disorder, they could not, in the state of California, even today, cannot get a medical exemption. And, and the only
The
thing that they allow,
insanity of this, yeah.
it is insane. And the only thing that they allow is if a child is currently on chemo, they will postpone vaccines. But it is nearly impossible to get a medical exemption. And not only that, but they also threatened the doctors in California that if you were to write, a certain amount of medical exemptions, you would lose your license. And so no doctor is going to write a medical exemption today. And really, that's kind of all that whole history is what has fueled my passion for, protecting the
Yeah.
rights of vaccine choice.
Well, you are in communist land out there for sure. And boy, they just keep stripping and stripping and stripping all the parental rights. It's just such a tragedy in there, in such a beautiful state and such horrible leadership.
That's
And I know so many of our moms are there fighting in California against this just tyranny. Thank you for doing that. Thank you for all the voices there in California and all the other liberal states across the country that are just disregarding parents. Let's take this through to COVID. So then it even gets even worse. And what did you do with your kids?
Well, it was interesting. So when on the very day that SB 276 passed and our medical exemptions were taken away, I decided like something has to change. And so I built a coalition of faith leaders. I started out just like really cold calling faith leaders, asking them about, would they join a coalition to protect the religious freedom of vaccine choice? And in the very beginning, I had maybe like four faith leaders, and I was reaching out to all different faiths. And this was in like September, October 2019. Then by February 2020, we're now in like the start of COVID. March and April come along, all the churches are closed. And then I started getting a flood of phone calls from faith leaders asking how they can get involved with the work
Isn't
and
that
the
awesome? Think about, and I know you're looking at this incredible timeline, but just before it hits, you're already gets put that passion in your heart. You're already ahead of it. So you're established, and now you've got these faith leaders coming to you, and you get a chance to utilize this organization for freedom.
That's absolutely right. So the organization, it's called Freedom of Religion United Solutions. The acronym is For Us. And I built a faith coalition of all these different faith leaders who, joined together. And we have all different faiths that really believe in personal choice. And during the pandemic, when these vaccines, because I knew the moment that there was a pandemic and everything locked down, I knew that the vaccines were coming. I had known for quite some time that adult mandates were next. After what I saw in California, with, taking away the religious exemptions and taking away the medical exemptions, I knew that the next thing would be adults. And so I knew that somehow adult
You could
mandates
see
were
this
going to come.
coming.
And so as soon as the pandemic happened, I knew that we would have a vaccine for it and then eventually mandated vaccines. And so my organization was actually able to help like tens of thousands of people keep their job, stay in school, with the exemptions that our legal team had written up. And
So you were able to fight back.
oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
We were the first group to go to DC, and with our military, I actually put together a small group of very high-ranking military, and we were the first group to go to DC and meet with members of Congress on what was
Wow.
happening with our military, with them all being kicked out because they weren't, so many didn't want to get vaccinated, and what that
Right.
would mean for, America's security. If we lose all of our best, guys and
Right.
women in our military, then what happens?
Sure. Sure. So now you kind of go through the, you go through this. Where are we at in California? And before we get to your book, which I want to get to, but where are we in California? What are you seeing? What are you able to do? How can moms in California and other states push back? What kind of freedom do we have? Some states you have full freedom. And President Trump, thank God for his leadership, he's chipping away at the insanity there and righting the wrongs. But what's happening in California now? And what do you do? What do you do?
Well, in California, I will tell you, all my friends, so many of them left. They all
Sure.
left for freedom in, some red states. Most of my friends in California and their children, they moved to Texas and Arizona and Georgia and Idaho. And
I
so
know.
I sometimes I feel like I'm like last
Mass exodus,
standing.
yeah.
And but really, in terms of with children, like the only option really is homeschool, which I actually love.
Yeah.
Really, absolutely love homeschool. And we work with a really great program called Freedom Project Academy. And
Nice.
so it's a really great, like, faith-based freedom. They're all aligned with my values. And but
And
really
that's it.
just.
We've got to take them out of the situation in order to protect them.
Yeah.
And you're protecting them not only from vaccines there in California. And again, to the parents that have their kids in public school and are working through this, this is what this discussion is all about. We here, moms, we're not telling anybody what to do, but we're just educating everyone. We're empowering them. We're going to let them know about your books. We're going to let them know about this organization. So if they have concerns or issues, they have a place to go to. And then you give the California curriculum is crazy too. So
It
it's a
is.
struggle. I'm in a very liberal state myself where it's a constant battle for freedom and for parental rights. So after this, then you go and you decide to write a book.
Yeah. So after all of this, then COVID kind of slows down. That whole, like, insanity with COVID slows down. People are able to kind of things get ba mostly back to normal. I mean, in California, there's still a lot of people that are wearing masks and stuff like that. But for the most part, the country kind of gets back to normal. And so my organization is really kind of wasn't really needed as much for exemptions. And I thought, well, what am I going to do? I want to continue with this, my voice and the activism that I do. So I wrote my first children's book is called I'm Unvaccinated and That's Okay. And here I have it right here. And so,
So let's talk about that real quick. The message is that parents can go through this. They can talk with their children about the pros and the cons, kind of build them up, give them the tools that they need to have a discussion about it and understand maybe why mom and dad passed.
yeah, and my first book, what it's really about, it's all about vaccine choice. It does not tell the parent, don't vaccinate. It's none of that. It's really just about accepting the choices of others and having that
Nice.
understanding. And so my first book was it's about a young child whose older sibling is vaccine injured. And so the parents decide they're gonna do something different with the second child and not vaccinate. And it's all told from the perspective of a young boy who's not vaccinated and kind of, goes through all the different reasons why his parents chose not to vaccinate him. He explains about how his
Sure.
older sibling is vaccine injured, how, all the different
These are true
toxins.
stories. These are true stories across the
They
country.
absolutely
This is,
are.
yeah.
I mean, and that's really what it's based on. It's based on, I
Right.
have so many friends and acquaintances who have this story. And I know so many vaccines for children. And so the young boy in the story, he talks about, there's no liability in vaccines. And he explains it from a child's perspective. No one takes responsibility, and that it's really important to have open dialogue with your doctor, and so that you and your doctor can be on the same page, and that all the different kind of toxins that are in vaccines, but from a really cute and easy to understand perspective. And so that was my first book,
That was your first book.
and it was actually endorsed by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Del Bigtree, and it actually won a Mom's Choice Award, and so that was my
Well,
first book.
congratulations. That was a big victory and a great springboard to now writing a second book,
To my new
which
book.
just recently came out.
Yes, and so my newest book is Let's Be Critical Thinkers, and it really what it aims to do is educate children on how to be a critical thinker, because that is so missing in schools today. The schools today, they tell kids what they should think.
Sure do.
And my book, Let's Be Critical Thinkers, it follows a young little girl. Her name's Darlene Data, and she wants to be an investigative reporter when she grows up. And so she educates the reader on what critical thinking is, how to be a critical thinker, how to spot propaganda, what propaganda is, the importance of informed consent. And then she goes through all the policies that we all faced throughout the pandemic and kind of just digs into the real science and the real truth of all of it. So she investigates, masks. Do they work? She investigates social distancing. What was that based on? Was there any science that social distancing was based on? And she kind of digs through that in a critical thinking way so that other kids can learn what it means to be a critical thinker.
When kids know that they can that they should and can ask questions,
That's exactly
that's
right. Yeah, I mean, and that's really what it's really educates and tells children that they need to be asking these questions and that it's okay to ask questions.
Sure is,
And
yeah.
then she also talks about the school lockdowns and how did that affect her and her friends.
Yeah.
And then she gets into vaccines, the COVID shot and mandated vaccines and what happened with our first responders. The first responders in our military are very important to me. I have several family members in the military. And so everything that went on during the pandemic and the way that our military was treated was
Sure,
horrific.
it's
And
just
so
terrible, yeah.
I really wanted to include that in this book. And the book also, she interviews a lot of people. So there are definitely recognizable faces in this new book, Let's Be Critical Thinkers.
Okay, what's some advice to our moms about how to teach critical thinking? I mean, moms get the book, but I just kind of want to follow up on that. What's your advice as you wrote this book that is so important to teach our children to be critical thinkers? What are some of those steps?
Well, I think it's really important for, and this is kind of how I speak with my own children, is I, and especially when we were going through the pandemic, I would show them things like there's a person driving in their car with a mask on and they're alone, and I would ask them,
And the windows are rolled
right,
up.
and the window, like all of that. And I would ask my kids, I would say, like, does that make sense to you? What is that person scared of? In that moment where they have a mask on alone in their car, what do you think they're doing that for? What is it that they're, afraid of? And does it make sense? And I would point all of that, those different things out. And I've actually included all of that in my book, especially even like, for instance, during the pandemic when, and we saw this a lot in California, that you had to show vaccine cards in order to get into a restaurant or into a store. And then, or you had to wear a mask going into a restaurant. You had to wear a mask going into a restaurant, but then once you sat down, you could take your mask off and you could eat. And Does that make sense? And it
Right.
really kind of gets like the wheels
So much
turning
crazy.
in people's heads. That's my point of my book, is to really kind of get people's brains thinking, like, does it make sense? And both of my books are actually really, they're meant for everyone. They are
Yeah.
an easy read and they're geared towards children.
And what
They're meant
age?
for, they're for, so my first book, I'm Unvaccinated, That's Okay, it's a little bit for, is for a little younger children,
Okay.
more elementary. And then my newest book, Let's Be Critical Thinkers, is really kind of for like older elementary and middle school. Because, for instance, like propaganda, that's kind of a hard thing
Right.
to educate someone on. And so but really
Okay, so a
both.
little bit older and the critical thinking, which just so they can comprehend, but critical thinking, you're talking a lot about the pandemic and all that, but this is so important as I look at it as well, is because we've got the schools coming in with gender ideology.
Absolutely.
We've got the school coming in and dividing parents and children. We've got, social emotional learning. We've got critical race. We've got, division happening. And when you start talking about these, this is how the kids learn what is the agenda and what is truth. So I love the fact that you're addressing critical thinking. I did one other question for you, Doctor, before we wrap this up. What are your thoughts about Secretary Kennedy and all the amazing work that he's doing over there? You said that your book was endorsed by him. You must be thrilled.
He is someone that I've known for a while, and we've kind of worked alongside each other in California fighting, because
Yeah.
he's was before he joined President Trump, he was doing a lot of work in California fighting these same vaccine bills that I was fighting as well. And I am thrilled, just beyond thrilled, that President Trump
Been his
chose
priority, yeah.
Robert F. Kennedy for the to lead HHS and really kind of and make America healthy again. And I think
Yeah.
he's doing a great job, and I'm just really supportive of his work and the choices that he's making. And really bringing autism to the forefront is a huge deal for me. And I love what he's doing. I love what he's doing with the CDC and ACIP, and how he really kind of removed all the people that were there before.
Yeah.
And then also all the food, all the preservatives, all the
Yeah.
toxins in our food. It's horrible what kids are exposed to, what people, what all of us, what we're exposed to on a daily level when it
Yeah.
comes to like the toxins in our food and medication and all of this. It's just,
We have very unhealthy children and we have a
oh
very
yeah.
unhealthy society. And when you have an explosion, a literal explosion in autism, like you saw, needs to be addressed. Now that you look at it, you're like, why wasn't this exposed before? And, the horrendous ingredients in our food and all that. I mean, medical freedom, I never saw that as the hill that was coming. And boy, once it happened, you can see how you can scare, intimidate, and literally cripple a family
Oh, yeah.
if you pull the medical freedom card. So, some final words to our moms that are listening, just about raising strong kids that are thinkers and just dealing with the culture that's really attacking families and kids.
I mean, it's unfortunate that I even have to say this, but I think it's really important that parents today recognize what's going on in the schools and around
Yeah.
them, and pointing all these different things out to children and having that dialogue, creating that dialogue with their children about, does this make sense? Why do you think, who's behind it? Where's the money coming from? Have those conversations. And really kind of, because children need to be, in today's world, they need to be able to stand up for themselves. I have
Yeah.
seen so much bullying
Sure
of
do. Yeah.
from teachers, principals, schools, friends, family members. I mean, how many family members during the pandemic said that they would not see the grandkids or the whatever it is,
Sure.
cousins and stuff like that, because they weren't
Divide,
vaccinated?
divide, divide.
And so it's really important. One, it's really important to talk to your children and to I don't think that there's ever an age where they're too young to really kind of point out even propaganda, to point out propaganda and explain what that is so that they know that they're not being brainwashed by the system. And then I also think it's really important in terms of like medical issues, medical stuff, be your own advocate. Use your voice, stand up. If something does not feel right to you, so many parents, I hear this all the time, that so many parents go into the doctor's office and they're like pressured to get these vaccines. They're made to feel so, horrible about the decisions that they're making if they choose to delay a vaccine or skip a vaccine. But really, like if your gut is telling you don't do
That's it.
something, you have to listen to your gut.
You sure
Not
do.
succumb to the pressure of doctors and politicians.
Yeah, you are the mama bear,
Yes.
and you need to be in full control in your family and your husband, and all those decisions need to be made at home, not from a doctor and not from some kind of incredible messaging coming out of who knows where. Doctor, tell us again, where can we find your organization and where can we get your books?
So, both my books are on Amazon and Barnes and Noble. And my organization is Freedom of Religion United Solutions. And the website for that is forunitedsolutions.org. And people can reach me directly through my website, drshannoncroner.com. So that's just drshannoncroner.com. And you can sign up for my newsletters there and get any kind of updates on my books and see, actually, there's so many celebrity endorsements for my first book, and all those pictures are actually
A
on
lot of
the website.
information there too.
So,
Yeah.
yeah.
Well, good. Thank you, Doctor. We appreciate your time. Thank you for being such a powerful advocate out there for freedom. And thanks for speaking up. Thanks for writing your words, sharing your testimony, and continuing to fight for our kids.
Thank you
So
so
thank you
much.
so much.
Thank you.
What a great topic for today. Teaching our children to become critical thinkers, dealing with the culture. Moms, this is us every day teaching and training our kids. So thank you again, Dr. Croner, for joining us. And just another reminder, share this podcast with your mom friends. I think this is another very important discussion for us to have in our homes with our children. And reminding everyone to stop by Moms for America, take advantage of all our amazing programs, resources, webinars, seminars. We are there, moms, to help you support you with your journey through motherhood. From the kitchen table to Congress, we have it all at momsforamerica.us, so please check us out. I will see you next week, and as we always say, let's keep changing our country one home at a time, and I will talk with you soon, moms. Thanks for joining us. A special thank you to our sponsors, the Herzog Foundation and TUVU. The views and opinions expressed in this program are those of the speakers and do not necessarily reflect the views or positions of the Herzog Foundation.